Well, an issue the president did not address last night was the Me Too movement. Stories of sexual assault have become part of a national conversation, but for some victims, it's triggering old memories and even physical reactions. Leslie McClurg from member station KQED looks at how trauma can erupt in the body decades later.
On a windy winter night, Jane Johnstone sits on the edge of her plush cream couch in San Francisco. She glances around her upscale home nervously. And then takes a deep breath.
I was sexually abused by my best friend's father for a number of years.
It started when she was 8 years old, during sleepovers.
It really traumatized me.
But she didn't know that at the time. She was too young to fully understand that what was happening was wrong. But experts say her brain instinctively knew.
When a child is abused, the innate alarm system may be activated. And this can cause distress under the level of conscious awareness.
Ruth Lanius is a psychiatrist at the University of Western Ontario. She specializes in post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. She says the body's alarm system is located deep in the brainstem, and it triggers the nervous system to protect itself.
People can go into an emotional shutdown response, where they actually don't perceive sensory information anymore. They essentially become very disconnected from their own body.
This is what happened to Johnstone as she endured abuse silently. And she stayed shut down as an adult.
I couldn't get close to people, and I was afraid to open up and, you know, have really intimate relationships.
That response makes complete sense to Lori Richer. She's a psychiatrist at UC San Francisco who works with victims of sexual trauma.
Individuals tend to feel less safe in all relationships, and especially in intimate relationships.
She says the mind and body continue to protect victims long after the abuse. So a traumatic experience can literally rewire the nervous system and alter the body's coping mechanism for years, meaning people are more likely to struggle with depression and anxiety.
And are more likely to experience post-traumatic stress disorder after a traumatic event as an adult.
In her mid-40s, Johnstone finally sought therapy, hoping to free herself of the past. Eventually, she told her family what happened and even pressed charges against her abuser. He wasn't arrested, but
the fact that, like, he was confronted with it was enough.
Finally, Johnstone felt like it was all behind her. Nearly a decade passed, and then
the newest bombshell accusation against Harvey Weinstein from Gwyneth Paltrow.
She the was steady drumbeat of Me Too stories exploded.
It happened to me, too.
Me, too.
And it happened to me, too.
What's happening right now has been a big trigger.
Emotion washed over Johnstone.
I felt a lot of pain. I was crying.
Her PTSD symptoms returned, like anxiety and irritability. The visceral nature of flashbacks is a unique symptom of PTSD. In most people, a memory lights up the thinking part of the brain. In people with PTSD, a memory lights up the sensory part of the brain. In other words, people don't simply recall the past, they actually relive it.
So people will see exactly what they saw at the time of the trauma. They may hear what they heard at the time of the trauma.
Psychiatrist Ruth Lanius says self-talk can help.
You can say to yourself, it's 2018, I'm in the present, I'm safe.
For Johnstone, wading back into the past has been arduous. She says she cried hard the night after our interview, but she says it's also worth it.
Really, I think it's very empowering to see all these women come forward and tell their stories and stand up. I'm really glad that it's happening.
She says women coming forward helps soften the internal stigma that has kept both herself and so many women silent for too long. For Here and Now, I'm Leslie McClurg.